Blog Talk Radio.
Again to another episode of Dubwise Talk. I am Judah Adara, your host, and I am so elated to have for my special guest today at a very special time, none other than Rhea Sunshine of the Natural Mystics. And before I bring her on, I'd just like to let you know that this show is brought to you by Lalibela's Ethiopian Restaurant. They are located at 5633 North Ashland Avenue. And for do go by take your loved one there and give yourself an unforgettable treat and speak with Samson, the owner, and his lovely wife, Heru. You'll be so glad that you did. And go to the south side to Paparazzi Popcorn. What's popping? Paparazzi Popcorn. They are conveniently located at 111th and Cicero on the southwest side of Chicago. And they have 100 flavors. So I am more than sure that you may find one for your palate. Now, without any further ado, we're going to welcome again the wonderfully talented and the lovely and talented, beautiful, I don't know how many accolades I can give this sister, Sister Rhea. Greetings, sister. How are you? Oh, boy, I got her on mute. Hold on. All right, let's do that again. How are you, Sister Rhea? We didn't catch that. You were on mute.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, great. I'm really, really great. I'm calling now from Vancouver. Last week I was in Paris, and now I'm in Vancouver. And feeling nice, you know, Saturday morning, feeling good, fresh air breeze, the ocean is there, the mountains are there. It's nice to be back home.
Yeah.
Back home on the West Coast.
And so how long are you planning to stay in Vancouver?
5 weeks.
Oh, so my.
Coming to meet family and come to do some promo for the CD still and always.
Yes.
And, bringing it all around the world.
Indeed, beloved. I just purchased mine this morning. And I've been feasting on it. Yeah.
Thank you,
it
Judah.
Was. I treated myself to a very nice gift today, and I deserve it.
thank you, Judah. Enjoy that.
I am. You need not worry. I was listening to the samples, and I said, no. Let me go on and get this whole thing because I really like to add that to my collection, and I am spreading the word. I am also spreading the word about your talent and your magnificent voice, sister.
Oh, thank you so much, Judah. Thank you very, very much.
Yes, indeed. So are you outdoors sitting in your patio or what?
No, unfortunately, I don't have a good enough Wi-Fi connection, a Wi-Fi connection outside, so I'm inside. But I'm going to go out onto the terrace in a little bit. And bring the guitar because it looks like it's going to be a nice sunny day.
Oh, yeah, that sounds like a lot of fun.
To work out in the sun a bit.
For the benefit of those who were not able to catch the interrupted show, would you kindly let's reinforce what was said again because it's so salient. You talked about growing up in your home in Vancouver. With art in your home. Talk about that again, please.
Yeah, sure. I actually grew up on the island, on Vancouver Island. And I grew up a little bit in the community of hippies, back and forth from mom and dad's house, a little bit on the houseboat with dad, and a lot of music, always a lot of music. And, you know, there was always guitars, tambourines, harmonicas, and mostly folk music, blues music. But
now, who was playing that music at the time?
Well, at first it was my dad, and then I kind of just picked it up. I just kind of picked up a guitar at one point and started making sounds and trying to figure out how to make songs. How to make songs, but I learned everything just by ear, by watching, and by just trying it out.
Well, how did you learn to tune your guitar?
Oh, well, that my dad taught me.
I see. So
that's a very important skill to have.
Tell me about it.
That's a great question because I actually relearned how to tune my guitar recently starting to play with my guitar player, who comes from New York. Her name is Nikki Horton, and she plays at 432 hertz, which has opened up a whole new universe for me. So now we all tune to 432 hertz, which is basically the frequencies that are in alignment with the chakras and with the whole cosmos, living things. So
I am.
Yeah, interesting question. How did we learn to tune our guitar? I think we might all have to relearn how to tune our instruments from what Joseph Goebbels during the Second World War wanted us to tune to 440, which is kind of in disaccord with the harmony of the universe.
So I am just learning about this, and I'm sure I may have one or two listeners who are not familiar with that.
Sure.
So once you tune your guitar to, you say, 432 hertz?
Yes, that's A. That's the La chord, A chord.
So it starts on the A chord instead of the E chord.
Well, you still have the same chords, E, A, D, G, B, E.
Yeah.
But you're not tuning your A to 440. You're tuning it down just a wee bit to the frequency of 432,
How does it variate between 440 and 432?
Well, basically, during the Second World War, Joseph Goebbels, who was the minister of the minister of communications with Hitler, and he basically enforced this idea that all of the orchestras and everybody, or all the musical instruments, are tuned to 440, which actually creates a disaccord and a kind of a stress and a tension within people, which would make sense, which would fill people with fear and discomfort, which would make them more open to going into battle and being cooperate with the war efforts. If you're full of fear and tension because of the music.
It probably inhibits the immune system as well.
Totally, absolutely, absolutely. So what we're talking about is going back to the real, true essence of
sound,
of life in every form.
Yes, yes.
And especially music, because music is such a profound part of life, and it touches people so profoundly, and actually physically touches, because sound is something that we actually feel, right? Our ears actually feel sound.
Indeed. You know, speaking of sound, I witnessed on YouTube Chinese healers using sound to eliminate cancer from a patient, and they had the cancer. They had the patient within minutes, within a minute actually. There were three physicians, and they were chanting in Chinese, the same thing over and over. And they had a monitor, just like they show a premature baby or a baby in gestation. They had the monitor on the tumor. And they had a still picture and a live picture of that tumor.
Mm-hmm.
And you can see with that sound, the tumor dissolve within a minute.
Wow.
So sound is quite magic. Profound.
Yeah, absolutely. So what we're doing is working on those frequencies and really tapping into the real true essence of the most profound
part
of that sound. So 432
Let's take a listen. let's take a listen to some of your music. I promised myself that I would not escape this show without hearing your music, and I want to share Sister Farmer, first of all. This is your the tune that you're promoting, and let's take a listen, and we'll talk about it when we come right back.
Awesome. Thanks.
Once again, we are with the lovely and the talented Rhea Sunshine. Beloved, kindly give us the backstory about this wonderful composition?
Thank you. Well, Sister Fama is kind of a reaction and a wake-up call for basically everybody who is on the planet living here to reconnect with the planet, because what we're eating in the supermarkets and restaurants and everything that they're selling us is poison with insecticides, pesticides, et cetera, GMO things, which are just messing with everybody's health. And, you know, it's not surprising that people all over the place are becoming sick with all sorts of illnesses that didn't exist before all of these chemicals put all over our food. So, wake up, people. This is an alert. Get up on the rooftop and plant up your dirt. So, you know, even if we don't have a huge garden outside, you know, everybody has a window probably with a little, you can put a box out there, plant some tomatoes, plant your herbs. It's everyday acts of, you know?
Yes, beloved.
For real life.
Yes. It's so crucial. So you were saying you find it in the supermarkets and in our restaurants. So where do you find refuge in a restaurant? Say, for instance, there in Vancouver, what restaurant would you recommend that a person visiting Vancouver would eat at?
Oh, man. My sister and I were out late yesterday. My sister, she sings too, and she was like, we should go to the NOM. It's open all night. And that's an amazing vegetarian restaurant in Vancouver. And I have not been here in 7 years. So, and I haven't gone back yet to the NOM, but we will definitely go and check out the NOM because they have some amazing.
That sounds delicious, and what is so unique is that it is open 24 hours.
I know, isn't that incredible? And it's vegetarian food, you know what I mean? Like, you don't find, that's the kind of very rich thing about Vancouver and BC and Canada in general. I think people are much more aware of health food and, you know, good eating, whole food, vegetarian food.
Exactly.
You know, we don't find that as much in Paris.
Is that right?
Yeah, you can't really find. You can find veggie restaurants, but definitely, it's much more available here on the West Coast in Canada.
Wow! Yeah. You would think Paris leads the world. Quote in quotation marks in dining, and
totally.
You would think that they would catch up with the consciousness of the world, you know?
Absolutely. It's coming. I'm sure it's coming. But,
yeah.
You know, I think definitely anyway, Canada is definitely on the advancement of that.
And now, how about when you were in Montreal, were there any restaurants that were vegetarian, that were musician friend, like the one that stayed open 24 hours?
Let me think about that. You know, the when you said Montreal restaurants, I got immediately an image of poutine. Do you know what that is?
No.
It's like the kind of the official plate of Quebec and Montreal, which is a large plate of fries covered in gravy and this kind of cheese, kind of like
no
cheese.
No,
it's like the official plate of Quebec.
No, that's an image of of Paris almost.
Yeah, I think you can probably get it with veggie gravy, vegetarian gravy, or like miso gravy. Thinking about Montreal, I mean, I haven't been living in Montreal for like 10 years now. I moved from Montreal and moved to Mexico City, and then I went to France. So I don't really remember Montreal veggie food, but there are like health food shops and more veggie conscious. But it's definitely a West Coast thing.
Yeah, yeah. My rule of thumb when traveling is find an Ethiopian restaurant when all else fails, because I can get some definite vegetables, you know, and that bread, that teff, is so delectable. So
it is. It is. Yeah, I love that. Yeah, you can find Ethiopian food in Paris.
Yeah.
And surely in Montreal.
I'm going to play another one of your tunes. I'm looking for it feverishly. Kindly give your contact information while I look for this next tune of yours.
Sure. Well, we can find me, and let's stay connected, world family. I'm reyasunshine.com. So R-E-Y-A-S-U-N-S-H-I-N-E, reyasunshine.com. That's the website. And I'm also on Facebook, Reya Sunshine Music. On Twitter, Reya Sunshine. I'm on Google, YouTube, you know. So let's link. Let's keep the link. This is strictly underground movement, underground music, underground connection. So it's people powered. So let's be in connection, people.
Let me say, I bought my CD at a very comfortable price of $3.98 conveniently at Amazon, at Amazon.com. So if you want to get it, her music is astounding. And your voice, where did you go to school for music?
You know what? I never went to school for music. And this is the funny thing, because my dad, when I was young, he always kind of wanted to insist that I take music classes. And every time I said no, I didn't want to. And I was extremely shy. So I didn't want to be putting myself into situations where I would have to perform in front of people, you know? So definitely I said, no, I don't want to do that. And now he's saying, probably if he had pushed me to do music at that stage, I wouldn't be doing music now. So, kind of interesting. But eventually, yeah, I did learn music, and especially I did training for my vocals, learning some vocal techniques with an amazing prof in Paris called Sheila Masri.
Mm.
And she really helped me to understand more of the different techniques that you can use to really get your voice.
I love your voice. I love your energy. I love your music, sister.
Thank you so much.
We're going to take a listen to Joyful Sunshine. I'm sorry. Joyful. We're going to listen to Joyful, and we'll be right back. Reel out. Let me say this. This sister, now I remember, your voice reminds me or is reminiscent of the one and only Jill Scott. So,
wow.
Yeah, that's what your voice reminds me of. So here we go. Take it away.
Wow, that's an honor, man. That is an honor.
Oh,
indeed. Joy, joy. All right, let's talk about the performers on this track. Who are they, these magnificent artists? Well, we lost Sister Rhea Sunshine. I'm sure she'll call back. But in the meantime, we are brought to you by Lalibela's Ethiopian Restaurant, and they are located at 5633 North Ashland Avenue. And we have her back again. Greetings. Welcome back. Something happened. We're cool.
Yeah, we got cut out, but I was able to call back. So no problem.
Yes, indeed. Give thanks. Let's talk about your magnificent background performance, your musicians.
Yeah, my musicians are amazing.
Yes, indeed.
That's the big machine behind me that can allow me to open my wings and just fly fly on
yes.
the mic. Solid
yes.
behind me.
What are their names?
Well, we have Mr. Tempo on drums, and now we call him Sergeant Tempo because we went on the road trip to England, so we had a long time to talk about the background of everybody. And he was actually a sergeant in the past, which is really funny because he's like the nicest, sweetest guy. But his name is Luigi Malajo, and he comes from Martinique in the Caribbean and Marseille in the south of France. And we call him Mr. Tempo because he is just solid dummy.
Yes.
He keeps everything very tight.
Yes, indeed.
Miss Stacy is Pascal Blanchier. We call him Squall, like a big shark, Mr. Shark. And it's fun because he stand up bass and electric bass. So sometimes, depending on the show, we get out the stand up bass and play like some live dub. Just incredible.
His energy is so captivating, and it invokes a smile when listening to him. Now, I've never seen you perform, but the next time I look at your video after listening to your CD, I definitely notice the bass player. He has a lot of energy.
He does have a lot of energy. He's really fun live, also. He loves to talk with the people and jump around.
Is that right?
Yeah. Great. Yeah.
And how long have you known the bass player?
Actually, that's an amazing story because the bass player, I met him when I first got to France. He was part of like the whole reggae family there outside of Paris that I met. And we never actually worked together until, when did we start playing together? I guess last year, maybe. But, you know, like I put out an album with a band that was there called Lion Stepper when I first got to France. And he was part of that. He wasn't in the band, but he was part of that group of friends. So actually, we've known each other for a while. Started working together maybe, I guess, a year ago or 2 years ago.
And the drummer, Sergeant Tempo. Yeah, how long has he been with you?
That's awesome because I met him at different jams. I think we just kept running into each other, and he said, if I'm ever looking for a drummer, he would love to play with me. And at that point, I wasn't looking for a drummer. I had a drummer already. But I kept him in mind, and we had a big show opening for Omar Perry a couple years back, and at that point, I needed a drummer who was going to be able to follow us and keep up.
That's a wonderful. That's a wonderful story, sister. And who plays your keyboards? An impeccable
keys. On keys, and actually that's keyboards on the album, is Julian Gertler. He's a French dude. He's an amazing keyboardist. And he's not with us on the lives, actually. Right now we're doing kind of a new thing for the live. We're John's bass, two guitars, and two backup vocalists. So we don't actually have keys, but with the two guitars, I think we do some real magic. We don't even have room for keys.
That sounds very interesting. That's a very interesting concept. I'll be glad to hear your new music with that structure.
Yeah, and speaking of which, we are starting to record a lot of new things. You know, we have. Basically, we were thinking maybe of doing a second EP, but this might be just a whole album. We're not sure yet, but anyway, we've already gotten started on the recording for a bunch of new tracks. Just keep going, you know. We're on the momentum, so we just keep rolling. And now that we're working with Nikki Horton from New York on guitar, who's just an amazing guitar hero, in real life guitar hero. And she's got some incredible ideas. So working all together.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. And the two backing vocalists, awesome. Chloe Vitella and Sister Radinda.
Wow.
We got the World Family hookup, and it's really Natural Mystic. You know, this is the name of the band is Ray of Sunshine and Natural Mystic. And it's really Natural Mystic. You know, we're just bringing. Each of us are so very different, but we have this magic when we're playing together. It's just incredible. It's so beautiful.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Let's take a listen to Bloodsuckers, and we'll be right back.
All right. Okay.
Bloodsucker, can I find it for them? Bloodsucker, can I find it for them? Bloodsucker, Robert.